Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. A tremendous Friday to you. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. What's cracking? How you feeling? Welcome to the show. Great to have you here. Let me lay it out for you. We are talking Open Championship like we did yesterday. In fact, I've got NBC Sports golf analyst Justin Leonard coming up next segment. My thoughts on what's transpired today coming up in just one moment. Telephone number is toll free, 1-800-636-8686. 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome, and you can email me, of course, at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Justin Leonard coming up next segment. Coming up next hour, a pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals, Dakota Hudson. Coming up in hour number three, Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Andy Isabella. Also in hour number three, the iconic and legendary Week That Was, produced, directed, engineered, spliced, cut up, an Alvin DeLauro production.
Ionic.
That's coming up in the third hour. And I'm still looking for some telephone calls. Once again, it is toll free, 1-800-636-8686. Breaking news this morning, the NFL announces it is not going to discipline Tyreek Hill. Not going to. My thoughts on that a little bit later on. That is some breaking news. I do want to start today, though, with the way I started yesterday, by talking Open Championship. We talked yesterday about J.B. Holmes. He was your first-round leader at 5-under. But he is J.B. Holmes, right? No way he backs that up. Got a flash in the pan. We won't be talking about him today, right? Wrong. He came out this morning. He shot 3-under to go 8-under after 36. And then Shane Lowry, another guy who had a big first day, moved to 5-under today through 14 and 9-under for the tourney. In fact, Lowry's on top right now. 1-800-636-8686. If you want to talk about that, I want your thoughts. But to lay this out even further, he's on top. And if you want a leaderboard with some names, I give to you the 148th Open Championship leaderboard. Golfing Jesus, Tommy Fleetwood, right there. So is Lee Westwood. Justin Rose, also in a good spot. Then you've got a group at 5-under. Brooks Koepka, Jordan Spieth. Spieth shot 67 today. That's a pretty nice return for a guy who has really been struggling of late. Then at 4-under, you've got a bunch of guys who either have already won majors or who have the game to win majors. Tony Finau, Patrick Reed, Matt Kuchar, John Rahm. My guy John Rahm. I got a little action on him this week. He's in that group too. He's making some noise. And then I'll tell you a guy who made a move. I will tell you a guy who made a move today, Tiger Woods. He made a move, sort of, not really. He's done. I mean, sure, he was better today than he was yesterday, but that's not saying a hell of a lot. Certainly not enough to make the cut, which he didn't. Just like he wasn't good enough to make the cut at the PGA. Just like he didn't matter at the U.S. Open, and he didn't make it this weekend either. But it's all good because he won the Masters, right? Yeah, not really. Not if you listen to the cat himself. Hell, if all you honks thought that 78 he shot yesterday was depressing, his comments after that round practically made for a funeral.
I'm just not moving as well as I'd like. And unfortunately, you got to be able to move, and especially under these conditions, shape the golf ball. And I didn't do it. I didn't shape a golf ball at all. Everything was left to right and wasn't hit very solidly.
Despondent much? I mean, back in the day, he used to explain every bad round by saying he didn't bring his A game. There was none of that yesterday. Yesterday, we're talking about an old guy resigned to his fate. Yesterday, he looked like he was walking the course with a piano strapped to his back. Yesterday, that was Willie Mays stumbling around in center field for the Mets. Joe Namath struggling under center for the Rams. And when asked if the whole thing was disconcerting, this is the way he responded.
It's just the way it is. It's just Father Time and some procedures that I've had over the times. Just the way it's going to be. As I said, one of the reasons why I'm playing less tournaments this year is that I can hopefully prolong my career and be out here for a little bit longer.
Well, my man is depressing. Prolong my career? Be out here a little bit longer? What? Wasn't it only 3 months ago that the red-shirted army was screaming about how their guy was back? Wasn't that crowd of D-bags, grown men, weeping openly in their living rooms, telling everybody that their guy was back and he was going to run down Jack, and that their lives were better because of it? That crowd of losers, of Tiger bros, had to be despondent after seeing that yesterday and right about now. I mean, after that win at Augusta, they were so happy. They bought new red polos, probably treated themselves to a new pair of cargo shorts. They were on top of the world because their guy was back. Now their guy sounds like he's on his deathbed. Yeah, certainly today was better than yesterday, but not good enough to get him to the weekend. It sounds like he's about ready to just toss it in, like he wants to be put out of his own golfing misery. Where the hell is that Eye of the Tiger? Where's the guy who is going to run down Jack and strike fear into the hearts of every golfer on tour right now? I know where he wasn't, on the course yesterday, or meeting with the media afterwards. And by the way, did that look or sound like a guy who is going to be able to, quote, peak a few more times this year? No, that sounded like a guy who might stumble into a good round or two, or into a destroyed back. But four straight rounds of solid golf does not sound like an option right about now, especially not in a situation where the weather and the conditions aren't perfect. Like, I'm not sure who's taking this worse, Tiger himself or Tiger fanboys, probably the fanboys. I can't help but think they want it worse for him than he wants it for himself. Can't help but think when Tiger won the Masters, a part of him had to think, man, I'm good, because it's never going to be that good ever again. I know this. I'm just too old. I'm too busted up. The conditions and the weather and everything else has to be absolutely perfect for me to string together four consecutive rounds good enough to rip another major. Run down Jack? Oh, hell no. Tiger, I'm sure, wants to tell everybody deep down, man, you know I had four back surgeries, right? You know I'm 43 going on 60, right? I know y'all love me, but stand the hell down. Forget about Jack and just be good with number 15 in that additional green jacket. Believe me, I am. Best regards, your idol, the cat. Let it go, honks. Believe me, your dude already has. All superstars, let alone generational talents, are always the last ones to know that they've lost it. Except for Eldrick. He's the one guy who does know. He knows he's shot. He's come to grips with it. Now you honks need to as well. Oh, P.S. Hefty missed the cut, too. 1-800-636-8686. After missing the cut today, Tiger said, quote, I just want some time off. I just want to get away from it. I had a long trip to Thailand for a family vacation after the U.S. Open, then trying to get ready for this event, to play this event. It's been a lot of travel, a lot of time in the air, a lot of moving around, different hotels and everything. I just want to go home. I just want to go home. In other words, honks, be good with that green jacket that he ripped. He is. He's not running down Jack.
Father time and some procedures I've had over the times, just the way it's going to be.
Happens to us all.
Yeah, it happens.
I'm on the David Duval watch. My man's plus 8 today, plus 28 for the tourney. Three bogeys on the front. One triple, one double, and still has to play number 9. Still out there, battling. Good news is, he did not play anybody else's ball today. Good news there. He's looking up right now, 14 strokes behind the guy above him. Man, I love me some David Duval, I really do. 14 strokes behind the second-to-last player in the field. That is not easy to do, especially if you're a former world number one, especially if you've won a major. All right, so we have more of the Open Championship, talking a lot of golf, and I've got Justin Leonard coming up in a few minutes. Other things to talk about. If not for the Open Championship, you know, I probably would have started, well, either with Tyreek Hill, the breaking news, or Aaron Boone getting nice on an umpire. Did you see his act yesterday? Oh, I forgot. It's Friday. You know what that means? The head is in the house. Flight deck. Speaking of flight deck. Speaking of getting ready to go ballistic, Mav. I did tweet the Top Gun trailer yesterday. You know how badly I want to hate that thing? You know how badly I want to hate on that? And then I saw that trailer and I'm like, you know what? That's pretty damn good. It's flight scenes, choreography, pretty solid. Like, I don't want to say that. I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to think that might work. But could it? It might work.
The end is inevitable, Maverick. Your kind is headed for extinction.
Maybe so, sir.
But not today.
But not today.
Ho, 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 ho. That's part of that trailer. Dear Jim, whenever I attend professional golf tournaments, I am awed by the amazing skills of the players. And this week in Ireland is no exception. I would give anything to have the skills of these professionals. But as a hacker who struggles to break 100, all I can do is follow the players around the course while dreaming that I play at their level. Sincerely, David Duval. Warhawk, following you around the studio while dreaming of having sports knowledge. Signed, Den Lesks, 27 handicap miniature golfer. Wore Matt Kuchar, winning the Open and tipping his Irish caddy with toothpaste and a bag of potatoes.
Kuchar.
Romy, I for one can't wait to see my character get his redemption in that Top Gun sequel. Regards, Maverick's throwing arm. Signed, Geoff and Lincoln. Wore the new volleyball scene being filmed on James Kelly's forehead. I don't know if his throwing arm is going to get redemption, but I know one thing. Maverick will run. Maverick will run high. Maverick will run fast. Maverick will run with perfect form. All right, quick timeout. When we return, NBC Sports golf analyst Justin Leonard joins us. Matt Nagy did take me out to the ballgame, didn't he? That's coming up a little bit later on. Summer is here, so is the incredibly hot weather. Think about how much time we spend in the sun over the summer. Then think about how much time you spend in your car over the summer. Now, you know that heat. It could just suck the life right out of you. Imagine then what it's doing to your car. Summer heat can be draining on your vehicle's battery, even more so than the harsh winter months. Heat, more than cold, can shorten your battery's life. Rising temps can cause battery fluids to evaporate. That leads to corrosion on cable clamps and terminals. You always want your car at its peak, so stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts right now. Have that battery tested, free of charge, free. If the battery does need replacing, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstar battery that fits your car or your truck, and you'll get it at a guaranteed low price. To find a store near you, go to O'ReillyAuto.com, O'ReillyAuto.com, O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts. Better prices every day at O'Reilly.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
And once again, you should step up right now. I know it's middle of summer. Some of you are out traveling, out and about with the fam. I get that. But summertime is actually a good time to call the program. Get your reps in, work your chops, maybe try and rip that golden ticket because I am going to bring back the smack off next year. Summer is like a good way to do it. Off-Broadway, 1-800-636-8686. We are efforting Justin Leonard, an NBC Sports golf analyst. In the meantime, Aaron Boone had himself a day, but not nearly the day that umpire Brendan Miller had. And again, if I know your name and you're an official or an umpire, that's never a good thing. Miller will never live that down. I have never seen a manager do an umpire like he did him yesterday. That was something else. I need some time for it, and I'll set it up later. Tyreek Hill is not going to be disciplined by the NFL. So this much we know. They're not going to suspend him. The question is, will Kansas City do anything? And where does that leave them? And I have thoughts that I want to get to. We know the Cubs love to bring in celebrities to do take me out of the ball game. I've got a whole bank of that, a library of that. Bears head coach Matt Nagy went out there and did it. depending on your point of view, it didn't go too well for him or it went brilliantly for him. That's coming up too. Omaha! Omaha! The flight deck made it in studio, but first things first, as promised, we are joined right now by an NBC Sports analyst, a 12-time PGA Tour winner, the 1997 Open champion, winner of the 1998 Players Championship, member of three Ryder Cup teams. He was a two-time All-American and a Haskins Award winner at Texas. Live coverage of the 148th Open airs on Golf Channel and NBC Sports today through Sunday. Round two coverage continuing today on Golf Channel until 4 p.m. Eastern. We are joined by Justin Leonard. Justin, good to have you on the show. How are you?
Thank you, Jim. Doing well, thanks.
Great to have you. All right, so what do you make of Royal Portrush and the way it's playing right now?
This golf course is amazing. There's more elevation change than you see in normal links golf, which just adds another factor to all the things you've got to compute in order to hit the ball the right distance. Weather was a big issue yesterday. It's not as big an issue today. There's not quite as much wind. It's changed out of a little bit different direction. The golf course is immaculate. I think I heard the members here have been hitting off of mats for about the last 9 months. Now, I don't know how much play they get up here in Northern Ireland through the wintertime, but still, there wasn't a divot on the golf course until this week. The spectators here have been amazing. And everybody's just so excited. They never thought that they would be able to host the Open here in Northern Ireland, and to actually see it here on such a wonderful golf course. It's been a great week so far.
NBC Sports analyst Justin Leonard joining us. He is the 1997 Open champion. So, Justin, take me back to yesterday. For instance, you were no stranger to pressure-packed moments, and there was just so much pressure riding on Rory McIlroy coming into the tourney. What was your reaction when you saw how things went on his first hole yesterday?
Well, that really, it took so much energy out of Rory McIlroy, but out of the thousands of people that came to watch him play. It's a fairly tight hole. I was really surprised that we even saw any balls out of bounds, because it was kind of, the wind was down off the right, which is a great wind for right-handers. He's just hitting an iron, and he just really hit a terrible shot. We can only imagine the amount of pressure that not only he put himself, but that he felt from all of Northern Ireland. He played a big role, he and Darren Clark and Graham McDowell, in getting the tournament here to Portrush. He's been playing great. He's had a phenomenal year. And I think just really the pressure of the moment that it was finally here, he's spoken about how if he was able to win this week, it would surpass any achievement he could ever accomplish in the game of golf. And that's a lot of pressure, even for a player with the ability that Rory McIlroy has. So it was a disappointing and deflating day for him, certainly. It's one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. Let's face it, it would have been a complete a dream scenario had he gotten himself into contention on the weekend and then able to go on and win. Unfortunately, it's just not going to happen this week.
We're talking to Justin Leonard. Now, when you mention a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, what about the likes of J.B. Holmes and Shane Lowry? They both have had the lead at times yesterday and today. Justin, what do you make of the way the two of them have played so far?
Well, they both played brilliantly, and Shane Lowry came in here. He's had a better year this year, and certainly no stranger to links golf. He won the Irish Open as an amateur quite a few years ago. So not surprised by him. J.B. Holmes, he won the Genesis Open back in L.A., and since then he's played terribly. He's hit the ball bad. He's missed a number of cuts. So I'm probably more surprised by his good play over Shane Lowry's. But again, we're just ending, wrapping up day two here. So there's a lot that can happen over the weekend, and it'll be interesting to see how the golf course changes over the weekend and who's able to make a run at these two guys.
We're talking Open Championship. Justin Leonard is my guest. So, Justin, if you're on that leaderboard and you see Brooks Koepka sitting there at 5-under, does it get your attention? In other words, does he have the kind of presence where if he's within a few shots of the lead, everybody in the field is going to be thinking about him?
Absolutely. They're all very aware of where Brooks Koepka is. And if anything, I felt like the pressure trying to win his third U.S. Open in a row at Pebble Beach was massive. And for him to almost win, if not for the great play of Gary Woodland, it was remarkable. So if anything, I think he comes in here with a little less pressure. You know, that streak is over for you know, as far as winning consecutive U.S. Opens. He won two in a row, not able to win his third. But for him, you know, the confidence that he plays with, the skill that he's displayed over the last 2 years, and then on top of that, his caddy, Ricky Elliott, grew up here at Port Rush, won a number of junior tournaments here. He's got a local knowledge of this golf course that, you know, only maybe Darren Clarke and Brad McDowell surpasses. So it's almost unfair, you know, the best player in the world playing as well as he is, and then he's got this local knowledge that only a couple guys possess. He's got a big advantage, and I didn't feel like he played that well today. I don't think he would either, but he's put himself in a great spot. See if he can make a little bit of a run tomorrow to where everybody feels the heat of Brooks Koepka on Sunday.
Justin Leonard is breaking down the Open Championship for us this morning. Justin, Tiger Woods had a rough day on the course yesterday. Better today, but he had a rough day yesterday and was talking about the fact that he's getting older. His body is not letting him do what he wants it to do, and he's not able to bounce back the way he used to. I know you saw those comments. What was your reaction when you heard them?
Not really surprising. I think it's easy to fall into the trap. He won the Tour Championship to get his first victory in 5 years, and then he comes back and wins the Masters. And I think a lot of us, myself included, thought, okay, here we go. Tiger's going to go on a run again. But I think we've been reminded over these last 2 months, seeing him at the PGA Championship, seeing him this week, he's only played, this is the fourth tournament that he's played since the Masters. He doesn't look like he's feeling great. And I think we have to accept the fact that the conditions need to be right. His body needs to feel right. If those two come together, he can play against some of the best players in the world. It's just not going to happen often as we want. If we look back just 2 years ago, I remember visiting with him at the President's Cup. He was an assistant captain at Liberty National. He was not sure if he was going to play golf again. So I think we need to just kind of be thankful that we're able to catch a glimpse of it. I hope it's not over, but I think we just need to realize, as fans of the game and fans of Tiger Woods, that it's not going to happen every week. He's got to get in the right place with his body. The cooler temperatures at the PGA Championship, the cooler temperatures and wet weather here are not ideal for Tiger Woods to play his best.
Justin Leonard, my guest. Justin, before you go, I really want to ask you about your situation, and I know you're not looking to make it about you, but there was this piece on you on golf.com a couple of summers back. I thought it was really interesting in terms of your approach to the game and maybe life after the game. Like, the thinking generally for golfers is, especially those with your career and resume, is that you just keep on playing until you reach the Champions Tour, and then you dominate there for a while. Was that your approach initially? What were you thinking?
I think back, I'm 47 years old. I think back 7 or 8 years ago, and I didn't know at that time what my plan was. I was still playing, not contending as often as I would have liked, and I knew that I would kind of get to 45 and then kind of see, because that can be a bit of a no man's land for a professional golfer. And as the game has changed, you see how many young players there are and how far they hit the ball. I was just beating my head against a wall. And going through practice, all the things I need to do to try and prepare. I've got a wonderful wife that I really enjoy being with and 4 kids. And I thought, you know what, why am I putting myself through this? I'm missing birthdays. I'm missing, you know, fun family events. And I'm not showing, and I don't have anything to show for it. And so I thought, you know what, it's time. I'm going to step away from the game. I'd already kind of gotten my foot in the door on the television side as an analyst. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to focus on being the best golf analyst I can and see where that goes. And really, I haven't looked back. I've enjoyed the process of learning about this side of what it takes to be a good commentator, what it takes to put on a great telecast. I enjoy being part of a team. You know, I get the question of, well, am I going to start practicing here soon and get ready for the Champions Tour? I really don't know. I'm really locked in on being the best analyst I can be. I enjoy the process. Again, it's good people. And I enjoy trying to educate our audience as to what a player is going through emotion-wise, what it takes to prepare, all of those things, and trying to really portray that to our audience. It's been a fun process, and you know, just looking forward to seeing where this takes me over the next few years.
Nicely done. So right now on CBS Sports Network, where we have our simulcast, we've got your Twitter handle up, JL Mountain Man, which is a great handle. From the looks of it, it seems like you've really embraced the mountain man lifestyle. How did that first come to be?
Well, it was probably 3 or 4 years ago. My wife says, look, I need to get on Twitter. I needed to, you know, obviously it's very late to the game. So I just signed on. I was just going to kind of watch and learn and see what people talked about, follow a few people. And 2 minutes after I sign on with JL Mountain Man, Chesson Bradley, who's a friend of mine, sends out a tweet, you know, can't wait to hear or read Justin Leonard's first tweet. And I thought, okay, here we go. So I was kind of off and running. But we moved to Colorado about 4 years ago, and we have embraced the lifestyle. I mean, I go home. I don't shave. A lot of bike riding. I ski a lot in the wintertime. Our family really spends most of our waking hours outdoors. And it's been great because it's given me something outside of the game. I filled all that time when I was playing by practicing, working out, trying to prepare for the next week. And now doing television, there's some work that needs to be done on weeks off, but I've got more time, and we're just spending that time outside. It's been a great move for our family.
God, isn't that the best thing? Doing anything outside is definitely the call. He is an NBC Sports analyst, the 1997 Open champion. Remember, live coverage of the 148th Open airs on Golf Channel and NBC Sports today through Sunday. Round 2 coverage continuing today on Golf Channel until 4 p.m. Eastern. Justin Leonard, my guest. Justin, that was a blast. Really well done. Great to have you on the show, and thank you so much.
Enjoyed it. Thanks, Jim. Have a great weekend.
You too, Justin. Have a great weekend. Really well done. I like that. NBC Sports has come up repeatedly with really good golf guests. And that's another one right there. Really interesting conversation. All right, so we're open for the next hour. In fact, I think I'll make that an open phone hour. Spent the first half hour talking about the Open Championship. If you want to talk golf, let's do that. If you want to go in a different direction, let's do that. I want to talk about Tyreek Hill. The NFL is not going to discipline him. Let's get into that. Let's talk about where that leaves him, where that leaves the Chiefs, how we're supposed to view that. Aaron Boone humiliated Brandon Miller. I've never seen a manager do an umpire like that. You know, in part maybe because we didn't have the technology or the microphones and audio to hear exactly what these guys say. Or maybe no manager has ever done an umpire like that. All of that's still ahead. But I've got a bottom-of-the-hour sports update for you. It's busy Friday. Here's the latest.
CBS Sports Radio.
Friday happens to be an Ask the Pros day. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. So you want to go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Ask me a question. I will answer one of them later on. And remember, O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all of your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. This email reads, Jaime, you tweeted about it yesterday. A 2-minute trailer can make any movie look like an Oscar winner. I am still skeptical. Stephen S.A. War, when Top Gun was on TV the other day, my 9-year-old daughter asked me, unprovoked, why is he playing volleyball in jeans? I wasn't there, but I know how you answered it. It's a very obvious answer. Why was he playing volleyball in jeans? Why does anybody do anything for the last time? Because they can.
Slider, you stink.
Hey, listen, I didn't say the movie was going to be great. I didn't even say the movie was going to be good. I said the trailer looked good. And never mind being skeptical about the movie. I was skeptical they could even find 2 minutes of a trailer that would look good, but it did. So I didn't guarantee anything about the movie. I said the trailer looked good. I'm not coming off that. It does look good. The trailer. We'll see about the movie. Dear Rome, I'm with Eldrick. This is just the result of some procedures that I've had over the years. Yours, Renee Z. Locked out of her phone for 13 straight years. I see what you did there, Aaron. I've got an update on the famous imported phone that I dropped in Cranberry Lake. All right, so I went out and I found some dude in a kiosk. Of course, right? Found some dude in a kiosk who jammed me hard for a new screen. It worked. It worked. A high-end screen. We salvaged the phone. The phone works, and I'm just fired up. I'm like, yeah, man. I can't believe how awesome this is. Until I tried to log in with my Face ID, and then it didn't work. And I'm one of those people who, like, I'm not afraid of that. Like, I'm not afraid of, hey, Siri. Like, I use those things. I like them. Oops, I shouldn't have said that. There she is. Anyway, all of a sudden, I was all hyped up on the imported phone working after I dropped it in the lake. I got the new screen. It was all good until I tried to log in with my face, and then it didn't work. Like, I got Renee Z'd. That's the update. Hey, Rome, I thought Tiger had made the time adjustment before the tournament began. Wake up! He should call Russell Wilson before making a video for social media. Time to go to bed.
Hey, Seattle.
Yeah, see you in the morning,
we
Seattle.
Got a deal.
Wake up!
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
I'll see y'all in the morning.
It's time for y'all to go to bed.
Hey.
Finally, you can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
I'm thinking about doing that tonight myself. Clones might be looking for that. Think what I'll do on my Friday is what I'll do every Friday. Finish up some work here, roll a few telephone calls, do a little production, go home, get a little cardio in maybe, get a nice little Friday workout in, maybe run into a Heineken, maybe find myself something clear to drink, nap it out. But before I nap it out, I'll look into that phone. That is, if it can read my grill. I just told you it didn't. I'll look into that phone. And I'll say, hey, clones, time to go to bed. See you in the morning.
Hey, Seattle.
Time to get some Netflix.
We got
to maybe
deal.
Get busy. Or both. Or neither. Who go knows?
Hawks.
Go Van Smack.
Go Hawks.
Go Jungle.
But I'm going to see y'all in the morning. I'll
see you all in the morning.
Good night.
The thing that pisses me off about Saturday morning is, inevitably, I get up at 5 a.m. Why is that? Why is it that my alarm clock goes off every morning during the work week and I'm sort of pissed about it?
Wake up!
But then on Saturday when it's not set, I'm wide-assed awake. What is that, Russ?
You can go to sleep.
Anyway. Jeremiah, stop sending me that email. I don't want to reset that anymore. Kind of creeps me out a little bit. All right, so then you've got this guy, right? The resident jungle road tripper. This guy's made some legendary road trips on behalf of the program. He starts in Green Bay. He's come out to California. He's gone to Buffalo. Let's see, Cali, Buffalo, where else? All right, so maybe not so many legendary road trips, just a couple. But there's something else going on this weekend. Some of the clones have gotten together and they've thrown up a jungle open in Omaha, Nebraska. They're congregating, they're mobilizing, they're going to get their bats out, play some golf, probably pound some beers. Let's go to the phones. Kyle in Green Bay is en route. I don't know exactly where he is, but we're going to find out. Kyle, what's up? How are you?
Bro, man, it's good to talk to you. I'm actually right outside Manitowoc right now, 45 minutes away from Green Bay, en route to the great city of Omaha, Nebraska for the first annual Jungle Open. Riding shotgun, I got the cardboard Rome, Drew the Jumpman Jill. He's coming out for some golf. Should be a great time. We got a good solid squad, like I'd say 8-12 people, pounds of beers, a few people don't want their pictures taken, pulling their best Mike and Indy impression. But clones follow me on Kyle in Green Bay on Twitter. When you Periscope, you know I'm good for something, maybe another table smash. But Romy, have a great weekend, and let's play some golf, clones. Out.
My man, Kyle in Green Bay. Rack him, Alvin. All right, then. So Kyle in Green Bay is en route. He said he's about 45 minutes outside of Green Bay. He is driving to Omaha. He's got his cardboard Rome cut out, and he's road tripping to Omaha, Nebraska. Now, when this first came up, the guys that were behind it were getting a lot of heat. Like, are you kidding? You can play. You got a hall pass. You can play golf anywhere you want. It's the middle of summer. It's great. And you picked Omaha, Nebraska. That's not me. That's just some of the clones. I love the state of Nebraska. I love Omaha. I love Lincoln. I wonder about this guy, though. Like, I haven't Googled that up. I'm not sure how long of a drive that is. But can you imagine what the other motorists might be thinking or doing when they see this dude rolling down the interstate with a cardboard cut out of me riding shotgun next to Kyle in Green Bay? Hey, Kyle, are you doing that to represent, or are you trying to get in the carpool lane? Either way, do it. He also said that he will be periscoping, and you never know what that guy might do. Slamming through a table or otherwise. I like it. I support it. Anything that gets you clones together to have a good time and talk about the program and the brand, I am totally behind. So if they want to have the inaugural Jungle Open and they want to do it in Omaha, I'm all about that. Even if Jeff in SoCal, who's still trying to bid for a golden ticket, called last week and annihilated these guys for the idea.
Jim, I would pay to be a fly on the wall when these guys had that conversation with their wives. Yeah, babe, so I'm going to Omaha next weekend to play golf with strangers. Jim, 100% of their wives think they are having extramarital affairs, and 100% of their wives don't even care. They're lucky they're getting a weekend away from these losers.
Jeff in SoCal, does that mean you will not be in attendance, Jeff? Are you not going? Kyle in Green Bay has come a hell of a long way on this program. There's some of you that call this show all the time that never get better. In fact, there's some of you who call this show all the time who actually get worse, if that's possible. Kyle in Green Bay just made a phone call from the road, and he got racked. Pretty amazing when you consider the first call that this guy made to this show. And if you weren't here for it or you don't know what I'm talking about, it was a legendary flameout in Green Bay. Kyle, good to have you on. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Oh, man, I'm nervous. How's it going?
You don't like that call. I don't like that. Drew the Jumpman Gillett. But you want to talk about gibberish. It's amazing. Like, you never know exactly what's going to happen when you get on the air for the first time. I understand how nerve-wracking that can be. You're on hold. You don't know when I'm coming to you. You don't know what's going to happen. The more time you're on hold, the longer you think, wow, man, there are millions and millions and millions of people listening to me right now. I'm on the big stage. And then all of a sudden you hear that, which means I push the button and you're up. And that guy tried to say, hey, Jim, how are you? And this came out. Kyle, good to have you on. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Drew. Oh, man, I'm nervous. How's it going?
Is there not an easier name in the world than Jim? Jim, three letters. Very easy. He turned one syllable, three letters. This guy turned Jim into Drew the Jumpman Gillett. Be a good name for a horse.
Oh, man, I'm nervous. How's it going?
This guy's come a long way, man. He's practically Winston Churchill now. And he's en route to the inaugural Jungle Open in Omaha, Nebraska. When we return, we start hour number two. As part of hour number two, a pitcher for the Cardinals, Dakota Hudson. I want to talk Tyreek Hill. I want to talk Aaron Boone. Alvin's week that was coming up in hour three.